And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Wild Evil and the Trash Bones, digging my grave. You're listening to The Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Wild Evil and the Trash Bones, a band we haven't played before, who've got a new album out via Dirty Water Records, Tony.
Excellent.
They are Austrian 60s garage, as proved by that rather brilliant track, Digging My Grave. I strongly recommend you check out the album right now. You can find out about it via their Facebook page, Tony, which is...
Facebook.com/Wild Evil and the Trash Bones.
Facebook.com/Trash Bones.
Okay.
A lot more straightforward. Don't always get that chance, but they have. It's Paulie B and Internet 1, Tony Nil. Now, in lieu of additional material, Tony, in that I haven't had a joke or a poem this week, if you have a joke or poem for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke and Poetry Corner if it's a poem.
Okay.
I have been quite surprised by what I've eaten today, Tony. What have you had for lunch today?
For lunch, I had a cheese and ham sandwich with salt and vinegar snacker jacks with a multivitamin juice. And then for dinner, I just made myself some rice with carrot, pepper and green beans in the tomato sauce.
Right.
What do you have?
Well, for lunch today, I just feel like I've gone back to the 70s for what I've had. Now, I haven't had my evening meal yet.
Right, okay.
But for lunch, I had fish finger and chips.
Lovely.
Fish fingers and chips, absolutely brilliant, mate. Mm. Four fish fingers.
Mm.
And I've just had a snack just now, rather reminiscent of what you had for lunch, but it's only a snackette, I have to say, which was a ham roll with cheese, ham and mustard. I feel like I've gone back to the 70s for my food.
Mmm. Can't beat a ham roll.
I do. It does remind me very much of the food I used to have when my mum was making me my, as we called it in those days, dinner and tea.
Mmm.
Rather than lunch and dinner. Haven't decided what to have for dinner yet. Might go on strike.
Okay. Nice.
Would seem to be in keeping. 70s. I've got much else, but I have got something, Tony, that will please you. Unless you've got a joke for us, Tony.
No, not at all.
All right, then. Did I tell you the joke I wrote last week? I don't think I'd written it by this time last week.
What was it about?
No, what do you call a pretend ape?
Nope, I don't know.
What do you call a pretend ape?
Don't know.
A chimposter.
Yes.
All right, that's all I've got. It did become a bigger routine that I tried out last Friday in Hitchin. More about that later on in the show. But I have got something that will please at least regular joke contributor Fred now, Tony.
Okay.
With our next track by Lilith and the Knights, one of the only bands he said he's ever enjoyed us playing 12 years.
Fair enough. So,
how fortunate then, they should have a new album out and a new single out right now. They are a London metal band, Tony.
Okay.
What is Lilith and the Knights' website?
Lilithandthenight.co.uk.
Lilithandthenight.com. So close, Tony, but no cigar. Poorly being said to you, Tony Neil. And the Knights, can I mention to you now, Tony, which you might want to make note of, is Knight with a K, as in a Knight of the Round Table, not Knight as in night time.
Okay, I'll just adjust that. There you go, that's done.
Excellent, thank you very much. This is Rain Dance. Listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That is quite a catchy bit of, I don't know, almost old-fashioned metal there, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I hope Fred liked it. It was especially for you, Fred.
He'd like that.
He would. Yeah. Now, Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook. Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la la.
la la la. I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. Thanks for Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along and leave us a comment. Do get in touch. Do like the page. We're about 9 away from 1,000. It would be nice to go over that. So if you haven't liked it so far, please just pop along and give us a quick like. But most importantly, send us a little message. Or no, a comment, not a message. It would be very much appreciated. Facebook.com/PunkyRadio.
Yeah, we do seem to be taking a while to get these last 9, don't we?
We've been very close for a while. It's fine. It'll be nice to hit it, though. So we've got 2 comments this week.
Right.
First up, Porn Scars get in touch.
Oh, hello, Porn Scars.
Yeah, just say, nice one. Thanks, guys. They are nothing but pleasant.
They are.
Those guys.
They are the loveliest Murder Garage punk band I've ever bumped into.
Yeah.
On the internet, should I say.
Exactly.
I will be bumping into a lot of bands this week, Tony.
Oh, okay.
More of that later on.
And Rob Tyler's been in touch.
Hello, Rob. Rob, of course, who has variously been the drummer with Restless for a long time, Space Cadets for quite a while. Now, who else? He dipped his toe into the Veronas, who we played on the show a couple of times as well. He drums for Sister Cookie. He is widely regarded, Tony, as one of the finest drummers of rock and roll, and particularly Elvis Presley songs ever.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's a strange claim, isn't it?
It is.
Also, really good bloke, likes to drink, plenty of time for him.
Excellent. Well, he says, great selection, Eagle, nailed it. Well,
did he like the
bit of a
mysterious
fan
track in the middle of last week's show?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm keeping Eagle down in the cellar. That's not coming out again.
No.
I think he's just listened to it on a loop.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's what I have for Facebook.
Oh, that's it, is it?
That's it, yeah.
Well, in that case, that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that tone.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Hey, should we play 2 songs in a row?
Why not?
And how about this for an idea? Why not, in a bit, play a song by a London punk band, but first up, play one by a Las Vegas art punk band?
Ooh.
Is that a good idea for you?
Why not?
Good, because you're about to hear a band called Candy... Oh, I've got a song. A band called Candy War Pop, should I say, who are one of 20 bands on a new Squid Hat Records compilation. We love Squid Hat Records, don't we, Tom?
We do.
They do, and Squid Hat Records feature bands primarily from Las Vegas, but also from the west coast and southwest of the US, so expect to find bands from all over Shant there. We are playing another track, are we? Yes, we are playing another track by them in the second half of the show. Now, this, I'm not sure whether this compilation is free to download. It is available on CD and vinyl, and I've also forgotten what it's called now.
Okay.
How hopeless am I? Have I got it written down anywhere? No, sir. It's an album of angry political...
The world is watching.
Anarcho-punk. What's that saying?
The world is watching.
The world is watching. How do you know that?
It's in the MP3 info, the
You're
files.
You're just so bright, aren't you? It is called The World is Watching. Thank you, Tony. I hope the world's not watching me. I hope it's only listening.
Yeah.
Mind you, I'm paranoid enough not to really want it listening. Yes, it's called The World is Watching. And it's there's quite a bit of, not necessarily anti-US, but anti-US political figure stuff upon it, shall we say.
Right.
Of which this is no exception. What I'd like to know is, Tony, what is Candy War Pop's Bandcamp page?
Candywarpop.bandcamp.com.
It is indeed. It's Tony One, Paulie B, and the internet too. I must say, the opinions of bands on this show do not necessarily reflect the opinions of us as well. Ours tend to be a lot more extreme.
Exactly.
Trump is a Nazi.
Kind of fascist in our culture, dealing with an authoritarian, demagogic point of view, nativist, anti-immigrant, racism, bigotry that he appeals to. And I think we need to look to the past.
He's a Nazi. Trump.
Genocide.
He's a Nazi. Trump. He's a Nazi. Trump. He's a Nazi.
We don't want your bigotry. We don't want your war. We don't want your ancient fascism no more. Donald Trump's a Nazi.
Sometimes are you awoken by pain reminding you of all the bones that you have broken? From all the ligaments you've torn in the pursuit of your thing. Turn the volume up, tie the tourniquet. Keep dropping it till you drop out of the game. Things up in the attic with the photos from the past. We plug them in and make a racket just to hear our hearts. It's time to throw away those useless wooden toys. It's time to throw away those useless wooden toys. Turn the volume up and try the tourniquet. Keep dropping in till we drop out of the game. Some days I am awoken by your name reminding me how long it's been since we have spoken. It's time to throw away your useless wooden toys. It's time to throw away your useless wooden toys.
Listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Dissociates that we haven't played on the show before, on a track called Useless Wooden Toys. They are punk rock and roll all the way from London town, Tony.
Excellent.
What is the Dissociates Bandcamp page?
Dissociates.bandcamp.com.
It's that straightforward. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 2. I do realise I gave you two bandcamps in a row there, both just with the name of the band. That was a textbook error on my part. I should have found something more obscure to give myself a chance of winning this week.
Right.
Did you do anything last week? I believe you did, didn't you?
No, I did bits and pieces. Didn't do what I thought I might do. We got a sofa delivered, which is good. We've been waiting about 14 or 15 weeks for it.
Yeah.
But we're savouring it. We haven't unwrapped it yet. We're just going to sit looking at it for a bit more. You might unwrap it at some point in the next month. We're still finishing the room off, so we've got to sand certain things. So rather than kick dust up and get it in the sofa, we've left the wrapping on. So
right.
That happened. Was going to go to a gig Friday night, but we didn't go in the end. One half of the relationship, which is Tony and Steph, wasn't feeling very well, and the other half just couldn't be arsed.
Right.
So, and then we just I think we did a bit of DIY. Still trying to finish the house. just put some lights up, and that's it. I dusted the guitar off. I'm tempted to start going back to Unit 5 again. I've not been in a couple of months, so right. I might start doing my my fortnightly practice on my own. But that's about it, really. What'd you get up to?
I did my shows in Hitchin and Oslo, Tony.
Excellent.
And they were they had varying degrees of success. The Hitchin show was busy and great, and thanks to everyone who came down there and had a great time with you. And then in Oslo, we had a good show. And it was really, oh, it rained so hard. But we only got half as many people as we got last month.
No.
And I was quite surprised. But I was invited to pre-show drinks, which happened to be round the corner from the venue in this lovely lady's flat, and I took one of the comics with me. He was quite surprised when I said, oh mate, when we get to Oslo, we've been invited round to this flat before. And he goes, oh yeah, really? And who are these people? I said, oh, it's a bloke called Andy from Grimsby.
No.
And his girlfriend, who is called, now I thought she'd have the Norwegian version of Elizabeth for her name, which I think is sort of Lisbeth, but no, she is called Elizabeth. And Andy and Elizabeth treated us to how the other half lived, Tony, quite frankly. I had Prosecco.
Oh.
And we had posh food canapes, and we looked out of the balcony of a first floor apartment at all this wonderfulness in among the embassies of Oslo.
Oh, very nice.
It was a bit, I wasn't uncomfortable, Tony, but I was a fish out of water. I really was a fish out of water. Then we got around the gig, drank like an idiot, of course. And I did have a good time. What I did do, Tony, on the way back, I drove back from Stansted back to home, and I stopped off at Cambridge Services to get some petrol. And while I was there, I stopped off at Ed's Easy Diner. Have you ever been to an Ed's Easy Diner, Tony?
Is that the one that's got the, it's on the north and the south road in different places? It is, isn't it? No, it's not. I'm thinking of something else.
You are thinking of something
else. I'm thinking of something else on the A1.
Yes. You're thinking of the OK Diner.
That's it. I went to Ed's Easy Diner in Birmingham, I think.
Yeah, well, I really like them. And I went to one, the first time I went actually was in Dublin about 20 years ago. And then I've been to one in London. They specialise in really excellent burgers and alcoholic milkshakes. I didn't have an alcoholic milkshake at this one, it being a service station, but a coffee milkshake, Tony.
Okay.
Very nice.
All right, so we've got one in Nottingham now, haven't we? The one in Bournemouth Marsh, Victoria Centre, Ed's Diner.
Is there?
Finding
things out about my own town, I'm so excited.
There you go.
You're telling me next, there was a bonfire display down the road I hadn't noticed.
And it was silly.
Right, anyway, so that was me last week. I'll tell you what I'm doing this week after the next track. A band, this is From the Vaults. We're almost back to normal here by doing a From the Vaults that we have played before from the past.
Right.
We've been all over the place recently. This is Zombina and the Skeletones, Tony, from their album Charnel House Rock, which was the one before last, I think. So this came out, I don't know, about 2014 or something.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Anyway, it's a great album. What I'd like to know is, Tony, what is Zombina and the Skeletones' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Zombina.
Facebook.com/Zombina and the Skeletones.
Yeah.
They do muck about with the zone, they. That makes it Paul of the Internet 3, Tony 2, and this is How to Make a Monster.
How to Make a Monster.
Bag of bones.
You're listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was On Being in Skeletons and How to Make a Monster from the album Charnel House Rock, a classic.
Cool.
Tony, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh, I wonder.
Yep. Another week, more gigs. If you do have a gig for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play. It is international, doesn't have to be in the UK. And I am trying to keep up my weekly gig on the... I'm doing a Punky of the Gig on the Facebook page. So if you are, if you do have a gig, if you also send me the Facebook event, I will promote it on our page.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It costs us nothing to do. So yes, there you go. So we've only got one this week. And the Bleach Boys have been in touch. John from the Bleach Boys.
Really?
He has. So, obviously they played a couple of weeks ago, but they're also playing this week, the 9th, which will be Thursday.
That's correct.
That's correct. Thursday in Berlin. They're playing at a venue called Wild at Heart, along with Candy and the Stripes.
We've played a Candy and the Stripes song, haven't we?
It did ring a bell.
I think we have, yeah.
Yeah. So there you go, it's a Wild at Heart, it's on Wienerstrasse. There you go. Thursday night. It doesn't say how much it is, but I'm sure it's not that much.
It'll be in Euros.
Yeah, it's not on the poster and it's not in his email. But it will certainly be in Euros.
Now, I was invited to this gig, in fact.
You were?
I was invited to this gig, but I'm already doing something this week that I'll talk about very shortly.
But if you are around, do go.
Yes, it if you're in the Berlin area, get along to see Bleach Boys. You won't be let down.
But that's all I have.
Well, it's not over though.
Okay.
Because every once in a while, Tony, as you know, I pick a gig in the world. Yeah. So let's hear.
Boy Beach picks a gig in the world. Yeah.
Yes.
So proud of that.
So you should be.
So proud of that. Mm. Now, I did that all by myself.
You did? With your mouth.
With my mouth, yeah. So, anyway, Tony, this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, I am going to Blast Off Festival, which is very handily in Nottingham. I can walk there. First, I'm going to give you a website straight away. It's Blast Off, B-L-A-S-T-O-F-F hyphen or dash festival.co.uk. You will find out everything you need to know about it there. However, let me tell you a bit about it.
Okay.
Blast Off Festival is happening on the 9th, 10th, 11th and 12th November this year and is going to be a blast. As previous editions, the swinging, stomping shindig will be held in the city of Nottingham with an amazing... You can tell I'm reading off a press release, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
With an amazing selection of international garage, surf, beat and rock and roll bands. Insane international club guests, all-female DJ crew that will keep us entertained and dance for buzzing, go-go dancers, offbeat movies and eye-popping visuals and more. The bands include, Tony,
okay,
the Hip Shakes, Fuzz Tones, the Pretty Things, the Laundrettes, Kings of Hong Kong, Muck and the Myers, the Girl Fridays, Leadfoot Tea, the Fuseleys, the Hangy Five, who are a band that I saw in Sardinia in 2010 and I'm really looking forward to seeing again, and lots more, including the Evil Tones and lots of others. The gigs take place at Rough Trade on Thursday and Sunday and the iClub on Friday and Saturday, and I will be at all of the events, Tony.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. So, it's a bit pricey by day.
Right.
I've got a weekend ticket, which is £65 for four nights, which I think is good. But I think the Saturday night... I think the Friday and Saturday night are about £30 each or something. But you are seeing bands that you wouldn't get the chance to see otherwise. So, you know, you have to say that's a great idea. And the iClub used to be called the Irish Centre. And I used to go there every Wednesday when I was at university. And I even wrote a song about it, one of the very first songs I ever wrote, called The Queue for the Irish Centre.
Oh, okay.
And I'm looking forward to going back there again to see just how much it's changed and see whether they still do chip buddies.
Nice.
They used to do chip buddies for a pound, so we used to just not eat until we got there. We just used to drink all day and then go and have a chip buddy and think we'd done ourselves fine. I used to love the Irish, it's absolutely mad. We used to drink, I'll tell you what, I used to drink pints of Snakebite and Blackie now as well.
Oh, right, wow.
Which connects with Rob Tyler, because he set up, who we talked about earlier in the show, because he set up a Facebook page called Snakebite.
Mm.
And he's trying to get everyone to start drinking Snakebite again. What could possibly go wrong?
It's bad.
What do you mean bad?
Bad times on snake bites.
Tony, you've had bad times.
I have. This is why I don't drink anymore.
it's nothing to do with the drink.
my lowest point was when I woke up on the drive. I think that's the last when I really stopped having snake bites, things like that.
That only encouraged me to drink more. So anyway, that concludes
Paulie Beach Picture Gigs in the Welsh. Yeah.
Yes.
It also concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Lava. Right, two songs in a row, shall we? Mm-hmm. Stay tuned for a delightfully named band called Year of the Fist. But first up, a band called Cardians, Tony, who are a Finnish heavy metal band. We're quite metal heavy this week. What I'd like to know is, what is Cardiant's website?
Cardiant.com?
Cardiant.net. Unlucky. Paul Beans Net 4, Tony 2, this is Mirrors.
Red as a possum's ass in pokeberry season.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Year of the Fist. Now, Oakland, California, punk and roll band, Tony. And they are the second band that we're playing off. What's that compilation called again?
The World is Watching, is it?
The World is Watching, the new Squid Out Records compilation featuring 20 angry punk songs, basically. And do make sure that you check them out. Just type in Squid Hat to the net. The rest takes care of itself, really. Or you can go to Year of the Fist Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/Year of the Fist.
It is indeed, Tony, and beautifully said. It's Tony 3, Paulie B, and Internet 4, and that track was called I Can't Breathe. Are you doing anything this week?
Don't think so. No. No. As it's getting dark and we've realised Christmas is coming, we've started stepping up the house, so we're trying to get the house finished. Which is, we were saying, probably past 4 years. That's about it, really.
Well, I've already told you what I'm doing. I'm going to be at Blastoff Festival Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. But what I've also done, Tony, is a couple of weeks ago now, I ordered two obscure, more recent Damned albums. And by more recent, the one that I've been playing in the car today, I'm All Right, Jack and the Beanstalk, came out in the early 90s. But by then was still what many people consider to be an afterthought for the band. But, you know, their later albums are very, very good. My favourite one was 2004's Grave Disorder, which I've had on in the car recently, which I bought that one when it came out. But this one, I never got around to buying it. I only knew two songs off it, one of which was Testify. I've been playing it in the car today as I was driving around doing my business. What a great album.
Okay.
And so I am waiting for one other Damned album that was actually the most recent one they did. It was, I think, came out in 2008, which I think is called Who's Paranoid or You're Paranoid or something like that. But and that's one I really know very little about. So I'm looking forward to hearing that. And the reason I've got these is because I'm a bit of a completist. I haven't got everything the Damned have done, but I've got lots. And they have got a new album that's coming out, I think, early next year that I'm very much looking forward to. So I've been listening to some Damned, Tony. And if you're not familiar with the music of the Damned, they are a band that have changed over time in a way a lot of other bands don't. In that they haven't necessarily moved with the times, but they've moved in ways almost from genre to genre. So they start as a high-pitched, shouty punk band, and they went kind of, well, they went sort of alternative rock, post-punk for an album or so, and then they almost single-handedly invented pop goth, and then they just got a bit more rocky, and I'd actually say they're more of a rock band than a punk band now, but very, very good. And do make sure that you actually, the best thing to do is to get one or two anthologies by them, so you can just hear the breadth of what they do, and then the later stuff's not on the anthology, so then you can pick a later album as well. It would be interesting, but probably not that profitable for them to do an anthology of their later tracks. I might suggest it to him. I suggest things to all sorts of people.
Why not?
Yeah. Anyway, listen to the Damned. So, Tony, now this is something we don't play that often. In fact, hardly at all. But I have got some black thrash metal coming up now.
Right.
With Frederick Johnson in mind. Hello, Fred, again.
Hey, Fred.
Because this band, Necrocraft, are from Linköping.
Oh, okay.
Where Fred's from. It turns out to be the home of Swedish black thrash metal and tingly testicles. Doesn't it? Anyway.
Yeah.
And tingly testicles is not a phrase you'll necessarily hear very often in association with Necrocraft. However, what is their Facebook page?
facebook.com/Necrocraft.
Simple as that. And if you thought the cut bits in them were C's, they're not the K's. So it's facebook.com/NEKROKRAFT. facebook.com/Necrocraft. And this is Wrath of the Heavens.
Yes.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Necrocraft and Wrath of the Heavens. That's the kind of track that you'd have thought Igor would have liked, but it turns out he likes things a bit lighter.
He likes beauty.
And curiosity.
Hmm.
And badly thought out decisions. Now then, Tony. Have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I know. So, I do need your twats. So, if you can email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. All twats see with thanks. All twats reply to. Do let me know. I like doing the feature. Can't do it without you. Simple as that.
So, what are you going to do instead, Tony?
Well, as it's that time of year when Halloween is gone, bonfire night is now gone, we start looking towards Christmas, and nothing says Christmas more than a Punky Radio t-shirt.
You're absolutely right. Well, arguably, I would say actually the only thing that says Christmas more than a Punky Radio t-shirt is a Punky Radio clock or mug. But anyway, perhaps you can tell people about the selection we have available for them.
Yes, we have various things on our store, which is it's a Cafe Press store, so it's cafepress.com/Punky Radio. Alternatively, you can go to punkyradio.com. There's a store link right at the top. We have t-shirts, hoodies, there is a mug, there is a clock. Basically, we've got one of most things on there. We're allowed, I think we'll... It might have changed what used to be one. We used to be allowed one thing of every item for design wise. But if you email me, if you want something else on the t-shirt, we can try and get that sorted out. Tony@punkyradio.com. But the stuff on there, have a look.
Who's and we're still threatening the yellow friendship bear.
We are.
But we've never got around to it. But the Punky Radio always looking clock is quite excellent. And I'm very happy it's in my own kitchen.
You have one, yes.
Yeah, and we're not flogging this stuff for our own gains. We get a buck, don't we?
Yes,
for of everything. Each one. So it isn't like we're pushing this so we can buy yachts.
No,
it's just quite good quality merchandise. We got lucky with them, didn't we? And I think they look quite good. I think the designs have stood the test of time, Tony.
It's good quality. Everyone who's had one is, we had no complaints. And it's just good stuff.
It's so good stuff. Yeah.
So,
good stuff.
Have a look.
And it's a conversation starter. Should you be wearing a Punky Radio hooded top? people might say, oh, what's Punky Radio? And you can say, oh, well, it's the coolest, most underground alternative music podcast there is and the longest running in the UK, arguably the world. And it's run by two very, very good-looking men called Paul Biebs and Tony Hearn.
Mm. That's right. Spread the word. That's
oh, alternative, saying. You can tell the truth.
Oh, yeah.
It's nine lots of hoo-ha with a load of blokes talking nuts between it.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
That'll be on our gravestone, isn't it?
It will, pretty much.
Saying, I don't think I want a gravestone.
No?
No, I think I just want to be thrown in a skip.
Right.
Yeah.
Burned first or just... I don't know. I don't think I care anymore. I think I'll be dead. So, I used to think gravestone. Now I just don't care. Burn
and
me.
If you had a headstone, Tony, just say you'd have... Had you thought about what would be on it?
No. Here lies Tony. He was all right. Would be quite the compliment.
Right. Yeah. You see, I thought mine would just be unmarked. The only thing on it would be bird shit. And I'm not talking about the feathered kind. Right. Let's play one last track this week because I am very excited about this. I haven't saved the best to last, not fair to say, but I've saved the track I was most excited about to last.
Okay.
Right. And, something weird's happened here. I'm just going to do this. So, a band with a new album out called Ain't No Pussy is, of course, Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons, Tony, also out by Dirty Walk Records. Friends of the show, seen them several times live. Absolutely brilliant live. Absolutely great new album out. And we're playing a track from it right now that I absolutely love. What is Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons website?
DirtyJohnsons.com?
TheDirtyJohnsons.com, Tony.
Okay.
The Dirty Johnsons. Oh, so I've won, haven't I? But not by much.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I actually can't remember the score. I've got so excited about this. But I've won anyway, so Yabu sucks. Pain!
Oh, the pain. The pain.
That's about the size of it. Hope you've enjoyed yourself this week. That was Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons and Pain from the new album Ain't No Pussy, which I strongly recommend you buy at the earliest opportunity. Find out more via thedirtyjohnsons.com. Tony, maybe you could mention the internet stations that carry this show.
Yep, we're on Podunk, which is Podunk Radio, podunkradio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, andra.se.
Two wonderful stations that we're very proud to be on. I might see one or two of you at Blaster Festival this weekend. Who knows? Maybe, Tony, you'll see one or two sat on your couch.
Maybe.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, poo! Got poo.
Bunch your guns!